on the
elevation
south side,
change.
Just off of our property, there's actually a big tunnel comes from under 65, and there's a retention pond over there.
Okay.
And it...
Yeah, I was just looking how it was rolling like that from the pictures.
Just off on the right-hand side where the excavator is, there's a pond down at the bottom of that hill by, not that far, a couple hundred feet down, there's a pond down there for retention water. And it runs around and comes in the very, very, very back of that property. It runs across our dirt road and then off to Turkey Creek. On the left side, there's a very small ravine. That to build the road, we'll probably have to do a 12, 24-inch culvert. Not much, just to let water go through there. Even on rains like yesterday, it'll handle it no problem.
I was just thinking the fact of further development as far as the amount of acreage that's actually being able to be utilized for the section up front.
Now, retail sales and service is allowed in A1.
Not construction. Sales and service.
Potato, potato. How do you, is there definitions of construction versus...
Yes, there will be.
Confused it.
If we were to entertain the idea of doing a split zone, what kind of timeline would something like that take, Mr. Stice?
You might know better than me. I would say he would probably be at least a month out.
Okay.
Split wouldn't take so long as he'd have to figure out how he wants to make it work. Access would be an issue, I would think.
Okay.
And then just... peel off a minimum, it'd have to be a minimum 2 acres. How big is that parcel? Is it almost
the 20? Entire parcel? About 18 and a half.
Yeah.
Including the road.
Yeah. So he'd have to split off since it's on septic a minimum 2.
Okay.
For that use.
And I know we're waiting for topo survey for the right of way, and they said they were about a month out to get that done.
Here's construction sales and services. You want sales and services?
Yeah, show me sales and services. Because he's not, it's not like he's a lumberyard. He's selling, he's manufacturing, I mean, I'm assuming you take raw material, you get the metal in, and then you have a brake and a machine that forms it and everything?
Yes, sir, we do.
And that's all you do,
was
right?
It retail or...
Yeah, retail sales and services.
There you go.
We make some of it on site. Some of it we'll take the machines to the job site.
So and do
make,
it out there.
Yeah, seamless roofing, seamless gutters, seamless siding.
Okay.
I think you make a good point. You could maybe make it fit that.
Do you guys see what I'm reading?
Show me the section you're looking at.
agriculture district. Agricultural sales and service.
Yeah, I cover the one.
And then retail sales and service.
Page 69, if you want to pull it up on yours, so Shane can see it.
Can we go 69?
Yep. Because the construction sales and service definition, to me, reads like a lumber yard or there you go. Go ahead and scroll back up real quick. Keep going to the definition or to the, there you go. And then let Shane tell you when he wants you to.
Okay, go ahead.
Go down.
I think that covers the service side of it. Because it is a service. What would that look like for us today? I mean, so it's sitting right now at A1, correct?
Yeah, so his process, and we need to go up and look at the agricultural sales. I think that'll be a conditional use, so that he'll need to go back to the planning again and get a CUP, conditional use. It's allowed, but it's under permission. Under an A1, and
agricultural sales and service.
Yeah, so it'd be, and it would grab food sales also. So it'd be another conditional use. So it'd be he'd go one meeting, two CUPs, to get that approval.
Okay. But that, when would your next meeting be for that? It would be in be May?
It'd be probably June.
June.
We'd miss the deadline by the 14th.
Gotcha.
Now, vineyard and horticulture is permitted. Okay. I think what we're... Our concern is C2 is too broad. At least that's my concern.
C1 and a half?
Could we do a possibility with the C2 with restrictions noted?
Yes, you can.
So what does that look like if we start doing that? Limited to
the request?
Huh? Just limited to the request?
Yeah, I think that.
So I was listening to one Travis did last year where he was here that he spoke just on that. You can limit to the request or pull certain things out of a C2 or any.
How would that be labeled in the future if the property was to go back up for sale? Would it be C2? Limited
conditions, yeah, restrictions.
Restrictions.
Tough part would be on our end is to
police it.
To police it. Harder part on the sale, whoever purchased, to know, because they're probably going to hear the general C2 or whatever, and then they would have to call in and say, "Oh, it's C. But it's restricted."
Well, but we can record it.
Oh, and yeah, part we will of the have to.
Restriction on
yes.
Okay. Recording.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Route, is that the route you guys want to?
I believe so. I guess we'll
Is there any questions for the petitioner at this time?
Mr. Holden, on your traffic from the farmer's market, you'll just, I guess, overflow your warehouse building. Some of those farmer's markets, I know, gets a lot of attendees.
Yes, sir.
With vehicles, so you feel
and the
like...
road we're putting in, it's green space, and it's going to be pretty wide, so they can park down the roads, and if they needed to, park in the seamless, obviously, yeah. Okay.
When you say down the roads on your property?
On our property.
Okay.
Yeah, the road between the two.
Okay.
Are you meaning this private drive?
No, I think he's meaning
this here?
Right in the middle.
There's a driveway that connects the two.
Oh, I got you.
There's a hole between them.
Okay.
And we're going to make it pretty wide just for parking and stuff like that if need be. Because there's not going to be a lot of parking at the farmer's market. I think it'll be ample. I hope I have more customers than we need.
This is an easement right here, I'm assuming?
What's that?
This private road's an easement?
There's some history with that road.
Yes, there is. It's listed as an emergency access. The people on Blue Ridge are supposed to come in off the fruit farm, but they've gone that way for so long that they lost the court case. So that can never be shut down as a road, but it probably won't ever be a road unless somebody with more money than me wants to develop it, because it's horrible. I have more than one lane of traffic. But it's labeled emergency use only.
Okay.
The guy behind me tried to block it off. They went through court, and they're still battling out other things. But, yeah, it can never be blocked off. But I don't think it's ever going to be a highway either.
Do you understand where we're headed or what we're thinking?
I think so.
So I think we're leaning towards, and we've not heard anybody that has a remonstrance.
Right, yeah.
You know, but the way we're looking at doing it, if we were to do it, would be to do the C2, but limit it to...
Farmer's market and construction.
Yeah.
Now, say I want to add something in the future, I just come back and get another...
Yes.
Okay.
If it's compatible with the C2.
Sure.
And it's... They tailor this land use under these restrictions, yes. I would think it would be almost like, you know, just come back, almost a conditional use, but you would need to come back in front of the commission.
Okay. I know my wife and I had talked about doing some RV storage on the very, very back. Obviously, it couldn't be seen and stuff. I didn't know if that would fit in.
Well, I think that's
and you can just tell better. Me no, and we can save a whole lot of time later. I'm easy to get along with.
I think that falls under the A1, doesn't it? As conditional. Self-service storage is under A1.
You want to look under C2?
Yeah, is that page 95 again? What page was that? No, that was office. C2. It's permitted under self-service storage. Now, you're saying storage, not an actual campground or park, right?
No, just... I think we have enough RV parks. I thought about it 10 years ago, and I probably should have.
You could give the use. I mean, it works in both, right? One's permitted, one's CEP.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you're not going to lose.
Okay.
Neither way. You'll have that ability.
Okay. You have the ability to either ask for it.
Or have it permitted.
And we don't have any plans or anything. We repair RV roofs, and we're like, well, if they stored them here, then they would obviously use us to repair the roofs more often. So just a business mind train of thought. Didn't mean to keep any longer.
Oh, you're good.